Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired. Offering opportunity to achieve greater independence, Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plans, paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates, up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge at
iob-gso.com.
Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Service-related injuries affect a veteran's whole family. For example, mortar fire left Sergeant Sean Johnson with a traumatic brain injury that caused problems with his vision. Fortunately for him and his wife Melissa, the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA, could provide needed resources. Melissa, now secretary of the National BVA Auxiliary Board, says BVA programs and outreach are absolutely critical to recovery. Learn more about how BVA helps veterans and how you can help the organization at BVA.org.
Dude, let me tell you about my most bodacious time at summer camp this year.
Wait, I thought you were blind.
Totally.
Me too. Hashtag BFF.
Dude, we got to do go-karts, and I got to drive one.
What?
Oh, and at the end of the week, there was, like, a talent show, and I got to do some impressions. Check it out. Who am I? Who am I? I'm not a crook.
Hashtag maybe just friends for now.
Hashtag camper for life. National Camps for the Blind is a program that offers free camping opportunities around the United States for children and adults who are legally blind. Some activities include archery, swimming, horseback riding, crafts, water skiing, and rappelling. Find out more, visit www.blindcamps.org.
Or call 888-213-0003.
Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly two decades, offers comprehensive eye examination, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration in a state-of-the-art facility with the most up-to-date technology. You'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now, 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But
this is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
So stopping us now. That's right. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407.
Yes.
894.
I draw a blank again.
He's having a senior moment again.
1680. That's what happens when you get my age.
Wait till you get mine.
407-894-1680. Folks, it's time for the Blind and Beyond radio show. You don't know what you're listening to. At the same time, it's time for Dave Hildebrand to do his thing.
Okay.
Him and his guitar.
I thought I was supposed to do a juggling thing.
No, not tonight.
I'm an especially good juggler when it comes to radio. You wouldn't believe some of the stuff I can do.
Yeah,
well, you want me to do the PSA real fast?
Please do.
Okay, David, you're on.
Wait. We're juggling here. I'm going to do a quick PSA. I just got a request, and then we're going to go to David. So I was asked to tell everybody that beatball practice for the Braille Bandits, Palm Beach County, will be this Saturday, April 20th. From 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the South Island Park. And if you'd like more information, call, guess who? Larry McDowell, who's the president of the Braille Club. 561-398-0241. That's 561-398-0241. And so if you'd like to go out and practice with the Braille Bandits of Palm Beach County, that sounds like a lot of fun this Saturday.
Folks have any PSAs?
Yeah, thanks, Larry. I love doing PSAs.
Then write to us, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
All right.
Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Michael at
blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
And we'll put it on.
Okay.
Dave, you up yet?
He's up.
He's up.
Wake him up.
Wake it up.
Yeah.
Okay, you're on.
Yeah, actually, I had a gig earlier today, so I'm raspy, he said.
He said he's raspy.
Yeah, but that's all right. Now time keeps on slipping into the future. Stepping into the future. I wanna fly like an eagle till I'm free. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I wanna fly like an eagle till I'm free.
If I tried, I couldn't do that in a million years. That's something, isn't it? The way he plays that guitar, it's unbelievable. So
terrible. Well, I have fun with it anyway. That's the important thing.
Who taught you?
Actually, my mom taught me the first few chords and took lessons here and there and picked up stuff from. I'm always learning. I'm learning from friends and jamming with different people.
And you just got back from Louisiana.
Yeah, jammed with a bunch of wild Cajun folks, and I learned something from them. So.
There you go. Terrific. Thank
always
you.
Always learning.
All right.
Okay. Can I go with trivia?
I thought we were going to talk to Richard a little bit more before we go to the our guest caller.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess since he's here,
since he flew in from Greensboro, Michael.
And I just happened to have heard from my mother is listening.
Oh, all right.
Her name is Catherine.
Her name is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
Hey, Catherine.
And my sister Wendy is listening.
Hi, Wendy.
Well.
Hi, Wendy.
I'm going to be in town next week, and I was wondering if you could cook something for me. I had a special request.
Oh, he's a troublemaker.
Hot roast.
On 500.
It gets done faster that way.
Sorry, Mom. So, more about Greensboro, right? So,
yes.
Greensboro, we've got like 100. So, if you're an outdoorsy guy, right, or gal, either one, we got about 90 miles of greenway and trails just inside of Greensboro itself. 100 parks, lots of festivals coming up pretty soon. I think it's in May. Is the Carolina Blues Festival. Come fall, it'll be the Folk Festival. Everybody has a summer brew festival, right, for craft beer, since that's all the rage nowadays.
Sweet.
Concerts coming in and out, all kinds of stuff. So,
what you're missing the most?
What am I missing?
You're missing to say, what I'm hearing from people calling in from Greensboro, how much they like Industries of the Blind. Number one, how much they like working there. And two, it sounds like they're all very friendly to each other.
It's a really fun atmosphere. We have a social committee, so we try to do things together, or at least we try to have one or two events together as a company outside of work, like go to a grasshopper baseball game as a group, or do different things. We have our Vicky, who had called it, and Sandra too, are both on the bowling league that I bowl with. So we bowl every Thursday night. So I'd love to hear from some folks here in Florida that are on blind bowling leagues that are going to Pittsburgh for the Nationals, because the national tournament is the end of May, and I'll be there where they're having like a career expo fair, and I will be there for a couple of days. Okay. So I'd love to hear
you
people
really
who
are traveling.
I can't keep up with you. I'd love
Gosh.
To hear some people who are going to be bowling in the tournament.
Well, it's Richard, you just gave me, and I've been trying to figure out why do they call the city of Greensboro, North Carolina, Greensboro. And the way you just described it to me, you said a lot of green places.
A lot of parks and things.
That explains everything.
So it's also about Nathaniel Greene from the American Revolution.
Okay.
There you go.
So it's from that as well. And it's also called, the nickname is Gate City. It's really because we're at the crossroads of Interstate 40 and 85. We're halfway between D.C. and Atlanta, and we're halfway between New York and Miami. So we're actually a really big logistics hub for truck companies.
Also something else, the weather in North Carolina is not very hot compared to Florida, and it's not very cold compared to New York.
No,
so you don't have the snow, like the big snowstorms usually, and you don't have the real 100 degrees temperature like they do in Florida.
No, I mean, it gets hot, of course, in the summer, but it's not 100 and something for sure.
Yeah, that's why North Carolina, a lot of people go to North Carolina. They like that weather.
And you're not far from, I mean, you can go from the beaches to the snow, to skiing within a couple hours of Greensboro.
Right. So, we were talking about Banner Elk a little earlier. That's 2 hours west. The beach is 3.5 hours east.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up, including a big trivia. Stay tuned
to Line
and Beyond.
Don't go away.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Dude, let me tell you about my most bodacious time at summer camp this year.
Wait, I thought you were blind.
Totally.
Me too. Hashtag BFF.
Dude, we got to do go-karts, and I got to drive one. National Camps for the Blind is a program that offers free camping opportunities around the United States for children and adults who are legally blind. Some activities include archery, swimming, horseback riding, crafts, water skiing, and rappelling. To find out more, visit www.blindcamps.org.
Or call 888-213-0003.
World Services for the Blind empowers people who are blind or visually impaired in the United States and around the world to achieve sustainable independence. Since 1947, we have served more than 13,000 individuals from all 50 states and 58 countries. From Braille and home management skills to orientation and mobility, World Services for the Blind's Life Skills Training Program prepares clients to live independently. Located on a full city block in Little Rock, Arkansas, our campus includes dormitories and independent living apartments that give clients a fully immersive experience. If you think people who are blind or visually impaired can't work in today's high-tech society, think again. World Services for the Blind's technology-based career training programs prepare graduates to thrive in the modern workplace as programmers, IT professionals, assistive technology instructors, and more. Learn more at wsblind.org.
Have you ever listened to the world's bestseller, the book that's been translated into more languages and impacted more lives than any other? I'm talking about the Bible. When was the last time you listened to God's holy word? Megavoice, maker of the world's first accessible solar-powered audio Bible, is also the maker of the world's only bilingual audio Bible with cross-navigation in thousands of language combinations. Megavoice is small, lightweight, and rugged. You can contact us at Megavoice at info@megavoice.com or by calling us at the 1-800 number, 1-800-219-1758. Again, that's 1-800-219-1758. Isn't it time that you read the world's bestseller?
Pilot Dogs has helped the blind and visually impaired discover independence and self-reliance since 1950. Our campus-based training in Columbus, Ohio, will give you the confidence and expertise to navigate new environments or explore your current one. With the largest selection of guide dog breeds in the country, we can match you with the breed that best fits your lifestyle. Pilot Dogs covers all expenses related to training, including transportation to and from our campus, room and board, and the cost of the guide dog or O&M training course. These expenses are covered by Pilot Dogs for all clients that reside in the United States. If you would like more information on our guide dog program or our orientation and mobility program, please contact us at pilotdogs.org or by calling 614-221-6367. Pilot Dogs is an accredited member of the International Guide Dog Federation.
Dude, let me tell you about my most bodacious time at summer camp this year.
Wait, I thought you were blind.
Totally.
Me too. Hashtag BFF.
Dude, we got to do go-karts, and I got to drive one. National Camps for the Blind is a program that offers free camping opportunities around the United States for children and adults who are legally blind. Some activities include archery, swimming, horseback riding, crafts, water skiing, and rappelling. To find out more, visit www.blindcamps.org.
Or call 888-213-0003.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. See, I remembered.
Good job,
Michael. I'll stand up now. Thank
very
you.
Good job.
I remember. I can't believe.
See, that medication's helping after all.
Sorry. Okay, folks. You're listening live from Orlando, Florida. And Lynn?
Okay.
Talk to me, baby. Talk to me.
Okay. Well, we have two guest callers on, both calling on behalf of Christian Record in Lincoln, Nebraska. And you'll say, what, Christian Record? Well, they're going to tell you all about the camps that they have all around the country. And I'd like to introduce Armando Maldonado and Jerry Lynn Rogge. Welcome, both of you.
Welcome to the Blind and Beyond
Thank
Radio
you.
Show.
Hi, thank you.
Okay, so they're
tell us about the camps.
They're both there. We're going to turn it over to you two, and you'll tell everybody about the camps for the blind around the country.
Wonderful. Well, it's a pleasure to be here. And Armando and I are friends that we are, our friendship started at the camping program. We met at a winter camp a few years ago, and we continue to connect through Facebook. And we're super excited to tell you about the camping program that's available through Christian Record.
Terrific.
National Camps for Blind Children is the program. It started in 1967 with a single blind camp that happened in Florida at Camp Kalakwa. And it's grown from there to locations around the country. In fact, this year we are hosting camp at 10 different locations across the country. And it's predominantly for children and adults ages 9 to 65. And just in short order, the way to take part of this is that you go out to our website, blindcamps.org, check out the camps that are available. You can contact the camp of your interest to get an application form. You can apply with any of those that you want, and then most of them require a small processing fee, usually between $35 and $50. You need to take care of your own transportation to get to and from camp, but once you're at camp, everything's covered. Your food, your lodging, all the activities, all the fun, it's all covered because of donors to Christian Record and National Camps for Blind Children.
Jerry Lynn, I'd like to interrupt for 1 second. If anybody has any questions for Jerry Lynn or Armando, please call 407-894-1680. And like Jerry Lynn said, ages 9 to 65.
No,
Michael, you can't go.
I can't go.
Right. Some locations, yes. Some locations vary, but predominantly it's ages 9 to 65, but we have that information on the website.
Okay. That's incredible. That sounds awesome.
Tell us about some of the activities.
The activities you can expect at camp. For example, yes. I've been to Camp Yorktown Bay in Mountain Pine, Arkansas. And for those of you who do not know me, my name is Armando, and I am from Northern California, about 2 hours north of Sacramento. And some of the activities that you would find at camp can range anything that's adaptive for the blind and the visually impaired, such as archery, bowling, canoeing, water skiing, a ropes course, which basically essentially means either A, they put you on a high swing, or rappelling, or wall climbing, ceramics. They also, during the week, they have a talent show. So if you're a singer or guitar player, as we heard someone on the show there earlier, well, they do have a talent show where you can express your talent. And I've been a part of Christian Record as a client of theirs for about 26 years. And I have to say that I really enjoy attending camps, because no matter which camp you go to, as Jerry says, you meet a lot of good friends. And it was because of Camp El Sabo that I was able to connect with Jerry during that time. So
did you say 6 years?
You, if you're able to do it, I could do it.
Or 26 years. What did you say, Armando? 6 or 26? I couldn't catch that.
26 years.
That's what I thought you said.
Wow. 26.
Wow. So you know the whole gamut of activities.
He does.
Wow. The ceramics is what I was interested in. I don't know about water skiing.
I can't go either.
I know I can't go.
You had me interested until you started talking about the rappelling and the and the rope thing. I'm thinking I'm in trouble with that.
Keep in mind that it's dependent on the camp, because some camps may or may not have it. So when in doubt, as Jerry said, visit their website. Mm-hmm. And when you go to the camps, it lists some of the activities that those camps offer, that the ones that you're interested in.
So how long is the camp?
Meet Richard. This is Richard Oliver from Industries of the Blind.
Mm-hmm. So how many days is the camp?
Most camps run a full week. Oh, we do have a few that run 5 days. Again, all these details are on the website. Going back to what Armando was saying about the activities, and there's a lot of variation. So we have some camps that offer go-karts as an example. Not all of them do. One of them that's a returning camp to our roster is Mivaden, which is in northern Idaho. And what grabbed my attention is that they're offering ukulele lessons this year. And I thought, sounds like so much fun.
A very important question, I think. How's the food? They got good food there? Do they have good food there at the camp?
Yes,
they do.
Of course.
Thought that might be a very crucial question there.
This is David, right. One of our co-hosts. David with a sense of humor.
I was interested, though, because I know you have camps all over the place. These camps are all during the summer. Is that correct?
Most of them are in the summer. We have one that happens in September, and it's an independent living camp. So All the other camps, all the other nine we have on our roster, are more of what you'd consider the traditional sleepaway camp.
Gotcha.
And with the independent living camp, you get that sleepaway camp experience, but you're also getting different experiences, such as, you know, the last 2 years I went and observed the program, people were learning how to make different items from scratch, pizza from scratch, a banana bread from scratch, learning how to navigate a kitchen. And some folks, you know, that might be easy, but for others, this might be a first time for them to do this.
Right.
And, you know, so coupling that with being able to go and hang out in the wave pool, what they have at Coapa, it's just a lot of fun.
That is awesome.
Sounds excellent.
What types of activities would be for the people who are in the 60s? I'm just curious.
You know, we have, you know, with some of these camps, it just depends on the group. You know, if we have, you know, the camp I've gone to, You're in a group with friends, and you have options of the activities that you do. So some will choose to do the more high-octane things like the go-karts, or some others might choose to go do archery or go swimming.
Okay.
And so, there's options for what's there. You're not being forced to do anything.
Right.
And if it's something new, you're scared, and you just, you know, you're looking for an opportunity to build your confidence, they will definitely help you in that area.
Because, for instance, I remember, for example, at Camp Yorktown Bay, when I went my first year, I'm speaking this from someone who comes from California, because in the past, I used to attend a camp called Leone Meadows Camp, which is no longer offered via Christian Record Services at the moment. Having said that, I didn't know anybody. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know anybody. The only person I had contact with was on Facebook was Noreen, the director at the time, and... You know, when I got to camp, I felt lost. But the moment you walk in, some of the campers, whether you're new or a returning camper, they treat you as if they know you. So if anything, to obtain out of it, it's the fellowship and the connection to God that you obtain when you participate at these camps, especially if you don't know anybody. So just because, for example, you say, oh, well, my best friend's not going, who cares? Just go out there and meet new people, because that's what it's all about.
Armando and Jerry Lynn, I have a question. After you fly there, I assume most people will be flying there to the different locations. Well, it depends. But does someone meet you? Let's say you're flying, and does someone from the camp meet you there, or do you have to take a cab or something?
Generally speaking, at least for Yorktown Bay, I can't speak of any other camps, but generally speaking, for Camp Yorktown Bay, they have members from the Lions Club who volunteers, and they pick you up from whether it's an airport or the bus stop or Amtrak, whatever, and then they take you to the camp, and then they take you back to the airport or where you got to go to.
That's part of the battle right there.
Good service.
That's terrific.
There.
Yeah,
absolutely. You're right. And part of this, too, is each camp has its own program, its own vibe, and, you know, just contacting the camp directly when you look at the camp list and you say, hey, you know, I want to go to North Star Camp, which is in Minnesota. You know, you can contact them and say, you know, I'm planning to fly in. How will you meet me at a location? How do I get to camp? And they will communicate that to you.
Mm-hmm.
I know that one of the camps I mentioned earlier with Kalakwa, you pay a small fee. I think it's like $30.
That's in Florida.
Be picked up from the airport. And it's a 30-minute drive, but they help coordinate your travel so you're arriving at about the same time. They bring out vans to pick you up, and then they take everyone back to the airport bus station on the final day of camp. So it's a really great system, much cheaper than you could do an Uber. And but yeah, each camp has its own thing. So you just need to ask them, hey, you know, I'm planning to come in to this town nearby by plane, by train, bus, however you're wanting to do it, and then just ask them what's the best way to get to camp from there.
Camp Kalakwa, isn't that near Jacksonville, Florida? Am I wrong?
It is, yes. I usually fly into Gainesville whenever I go to Kalakwa, and it's about 30 minutes from there.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I might have been there years ago.
They let you in?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, they let you in.
Sounds familiar.
Now, something else to know about these camps is that these are, you know, we have 20 people who can go to Kalakwa. We have about, I think it's like 40 who go to Laurel Weld, which is in Maine. So, you know, it's not wide open for everybody. You got to get in as soon as you can. And
first come, first serve.
So it's a matter of if you want to go, you got to contact the camps as soon as possible to get the application.
Make a reservation.
Call up and don't forget to tell them you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Absolutely.
Very interesting.
And I wanted to mention a toll-free number that if anyone's interested in more information just about the camps, is it all right if I mention that?
Sure. Absolutely. Please.
Sure. Okay. I think it's mentioned in one of the ads, but it's 888-213-0003. And if you just want more information about the camps, about other services that Christian Record offers, that's the number to call.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for telling us about the camp. Appreciate it.
It was very
likewise.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome, and we hope you continue listening to the show. And we'll be, I'm sure we'll be talking to you
again. We'll have them back.
Yep,
they'll
be back. Okay. Well, thank you, and happy Easter to you.
Yes.
Yes. Likewise.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Bye-bye. You
too. You're welcome. Bye bye.
Maybe they can call from camp maybe sometime.
Yeah,
trivia time. This is not the big one. The big one's next. We're gonna do two trivias back to back. This trivia, Richard's song. So let's play Richard's song. Who's singing this song? 407-894-680. Who's singing the song?
Show Michael that you.
Come on, I want to see some Greensboro support.
Yeah, I've got faith. I've got faith that someone's going to call.
Nobody knows it. 407-894-1680. See, I know.
Oh,
the
yeah,
phone
they've already
number.
Got calls.
I know
that's
the phone
all.
Number.
Prove Michael wrong. Play a little bit more. Play a little bit more.
Well, I got Brandon on the phone line who's calling in just to say hello from.
Who?
Brandon from Greenville, North Carolina.
Greensboro.
Greensboro. Don't pay me no attention. I'm thinking greens. Call it greens.
So who's on the phone?
He's hungry.
Brandon. Who's on the phone?
He said Brandon.
Brandon.
No, not the Brandon.
Brandon. Yep. Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, Brandon. Hi. What's going on, man?
Hi, Brandon.
Hi, everybody.
How's your Sunday going?
It's going
good.
I can't complain. Not complain.
Excellent.
I just wanted to call in and say hello to the crew.
Hey Brandon. Glad you did. Do you work up there at the Industries for the Blind?
Yes. Yep. Throwing machine operator.
Hey, Brent, you got a lot of people hanging around you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
About that.
You got a party going on.
Yeah, you sound like you got all the action going on your end.
Well, thanks for calling in, Brandon.
All right.
Hey, tell everybody in the background I say hello. Tell them I say hello.
Yeah.
All right, Brandon. I will see you on Tuesday, my friend.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Next time.
Keep the party going.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Who's on the line now?
You know what? That sounds like you're outgoing, your voicemail.
Yeah, I thought it was my voicemail.
Yeah, that sounds like your voicemail.
Who's on the line?
So, Richard, I have my voicemail set up, and I did it jokingly with my students at the university.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
And it's always busy in my room, in my office. I'm in the TV studio, so they constantly in and out. So my voicemail is basically saying, you know, hello, hold on one moment. It's loud over here. Hold on one moment. Then I come back, hello, hold on. It's still loud. Give me a minute. Let me go on over into this other room.
It's not live. It's all recorded.
And then all of a sudden, everybody will start talking to me. And I'm like, hey, how you doing? Gotcha. Listen, leave me a voice message at the end of the beat. So the students that were a part of that, they don't even call me because they hear their voice.
They don't want to hear it.
No, they hear their voices like, how am I talking to you? And I'm right here trying to call you. So it's pretty amazing.
That is funny.
Technology.
Okay, on the line?
Nah, that's all she wrote. You know what time it is?
Time for a break.
That's right. It's time for a break.
Yes, sir.
All right. We come back. I got to do a big trivia.
Let's go break something.
407-894-1680. Don't go away. Right back.
Ministries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plans, paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates, up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge@iob-gso.com. Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Coping with vision loss? We can help. Newsreel Magazine is a monthly 3-hour audio magazine by and for the blind and the visually impaired. Meet people who share creative tips, user-friendly suggestions, meet old and new friends, and learn about adaptive equipment and resources. For more information or a sample issue, call 614-469-0700. Or email info@newsreelmag.org.
Or visit our website at www.newsreelmag.org.
That's www.newsreelmag.org.
Are you struggling to manage your prescription medications? Not sure this is your morning pill or the one for tonight? Well, stop guessing. Get Script Talk Talking Labels. Script Talk labels are available at participating pharmacies across the U.S. and Canada at no extra charge. These special labels are placed on your medications by your pharmacist and work with a talking prescription reader. Listen to all of the label information with one touch of a button. Ask your pharmacist for Script Talk today or call Envision America for free assistance. 1-800-890-1180. Be safe. Be independent. Ask for Script Talk today. Call 1-800-890-1180.
Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly 2 decades, offers comprehensive eye examination, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration in a state-of-the-art facility. With the most up-to-date technology, you'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now, 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
What is your favorite story? I mean, your most favorite story of all time. Now, let me introduce you to your most favorite audio player. Well, it might not be yet, but I'm thinking it soon will be. Introducing MegaVoice. MegaVoice is accessible, engineered with the visually challenged in mind. MegaVoice is easy to use. Tactile buttons are easily navigated. MegaVoice is portable, compact, lightweight, and rugged. Shock-resistant, heat-resistant, and water-resistant. Call us at 1-800-219-1758. That's 1-800-219-1758. Or write us at info@megavoice.com.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip
smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, 407-894-1680. I believe we have a call on the line who thinks they know the last trivia. Is that you, Eugene, from Clearwater,
yes,
Florida?
It is.
Yes. How did I know you were going to call?
How did we know you were going to call? So
we had faith in you, Eugene.
I'll tell you, that's a tough one. And I don't know if I really know it. I think I do Imagine Dragon.
Yes.
Yes, yes, Eugene.
Oh, nice. You're the man.
Thank
you.
You're
the man.
Wow.
Give me a $10 gift card.
You're saying, okay, Imagine, I'm trying to think, and I said, okay, I know what it is.
Wow.
$10 gift card for Eugene from Dunkin' Donuts.
I just had
a feeling. I want to give a shout out to my friends up in Pensacola, the lady that called in, Peg.
Yeah.
Then the guy that called in, I think it was a week ago, Cecil. Yeah. From up in Pensacola, too.
Yeah, thanks for spreading the word, man.
Thanks.
That's good.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. Okay.
Thanks for coming through for me, Eugene.
Florida Council of the Blind.
What was that?
They're members of the Florida Council of the Blind.
Again.
We appreciate everybody being out there and checking us out.
Thanks for calling in, Eugene.
All right, y'all take care.
Yeah, thanks for bailing out, Richard, too.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Okay, so now here's the big trivia. Here's the big one.
And how about?
I got family from North Carolina.
Oh.
All right.
All right.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
Excellent.
Okay, here's the big trivia one tonight. Big one.
Yeah.
Good night. Right. Good night. Good night. Good night. Thank you.
You call in. I want three names. Listen to this. Three names. I'm going 1950 to 1970. 50 to 70. That's 20 years. Many artists that had top 10 records, but you never heard from them again. They didn't have a big record ever again. Name three. I can name many. Tell me three artists that had big records. Top 10. Had to be top 10. Top 10 records. And you never heard from them again.
They're one-hit wonders.
Okay. They call them one-hit wonders.
So I'm going to talk to Richard while we're waiting.
While we're waiting. 1 second. 407-894-1680. Name the three. You call in. I want three one-hit wonders.
Okay.
Okay. While we're waiting, let's hear from Richard.
All right. So I also wanted to bring up, we have some new positions that are available that we're looking for people. You know, I always say we're looking for, you know, people that we want to train as sewing machine operators and different positions that we have. But three new ones that are specific that I'd love to find somebody for. One is a solutions developer. So I had to actually go look and see what that was. So it's in our IT department, and it's really a person who is going to be able to develop databases, you know, some in SQL, be able to create solutions for IT problems that we have. I'm probably not going to explain it very well, so please do me a favor and go to our website, which is www.industriesoftheblind.com, and go to jobs and current openings. Call our HR department, 336-274-1591 is our main switchboard, and ask for HR. But that's a solutions developer, really some high-level IT guru guy who is going to be able to, you know, develop databases. And
so they know computers. They know computers.
You have to know computers. The next one is sort of a PC tech job, right? So somebody who's going to be able to install software, you know, fix hardware, do some troubleshooting on different things, helping some of our associates who are on computers to, you know, navigate our ERP system, our business software. And then we're looking for a logistics supervisor, our shipping manager, right? We need somebody currently who can run the shipping and receiving department. So there's about four or five guys down there in that department, and right? So they're bringing in, they're coordinating, bringing in raw goods and shipping out finished goods and managing the warehouse and managing everything for us.
Great jobs. Wow.
So, again, www.industriesoftheblind.com. Our switchboard number is 336-274-1591. Call and ask for Laverne Goodridge. She's the one that can tell you everything a lot better than what I can tell you.
And don't forget to say you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Please say that you heard it on Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Right. Other than that, I mean, again, right, we have some fun times that we're having in Greensboro between our social committees and our ambassador program. We have, you know, audio darts. We have bowling leagues. There's a beat ball league that's in Greensboro. You know, everybody has the audio described movie theaters, but we have a particular playhouse that does audio described plays for us usually once or twice during the run of their plays, and they're professional, you know, professionally produced and acted shows. Man of La Mancha is coming up in May, so my daughter and I are going to hit the audio described version of that one because me being, you know, you can't see people's faces and you can't tell their reaction, so I love to be able to hear somebody describing what their facial expressions are so I can get sort of the nuances of the play. So it's a good time. So I want everybody out there to call tomorrow and start talking to our HR department about, you know, what jobs we have available. How can we get you to, you know, with our relocation package of up to $2,500 and, you know, all the benefits that we offer. You know, we have jobs. If you're looking for a job, we have them.
No excuses now. You can't use an excuse. You don't know. You don't know.
And good there. Jobs at that.
Good jobs, really.
Yeah, again, we were talking at dinner, right? My friend Lynn Larson, who just retired after 40 years, 9 months, and 13 days of working with us.
They worked for the same company, Industries of the Blind, for 40 years.
So we have
people. Did I tell you about the company? Great company.
We've got people who've been there, you know, very short term, maybe 6-7 months, to Lynn, who had been there for 40. Have a couple people who've been there longer than that. I'm working on 25 myself.
Wow.
That's amazing. So.
And here I thought you were 26 years old.
No, a little bit older.
Okay.
Double that.
You're close. Okay.
We have any callers on the line?
I think this is the best
give
one.
Me a minute. We might have something shortly.
Okay.
Shaking the trees back there.
See what, wait, what no, the tree's out, shaking right? Us.
He's brewing up the a
question,
call there.
The question of the moment, I'll just repeat the question. Name me three singers. I don't care, the male, female, or group. Oh, my God, Kevin. Name three that had hit records, top Michael. 10 records between 1950 and 1970. Kevin's on the line.
All right, well, let's go, Kevin.
Kevin's going to know. I got faith in him. Kevin.
Well, I have one in mind, but I can't win. I just had a couple quick comments here. Okay, number one, Richard mentioned the Blind Bowling Nationals in Pittsburgh. I would say anyone going has to take a tour of the USS Requiem, Korean War submarine.
Well, that'd be interesting.
It does not submerge. The river's not deep enough.
Oh, too bad.
And I thought of a great selling point for IOB. Got all kinds of people there, all different countries, cultures, beliefs, and everything. Is interested in any other cultures, this is the place to come.
It's a melting pot.
Everyone, since I've been here 8 months, so everyone seems to leave all their bad thoughts at the door before they come in, so it's all just a big old family of siblings.
That's very
so
nice.
Well, thanks for calling in, Kevin. We have another call. We have to talk to you.
That's all I'm going to say.
Okay, thanks, Kevin. Thank you.
See you Tuesday.
Thank
you,
Kevin. We have a caller right now. I'd like to talk to Richard. Is that Angela from West Palm Beach?
Chris, where's Angela from?
I think Boynton.
Oh, Boynton Beach.
Boynton Beach.
Hi, Angela.
Angela from Boynton Beach.
All right, Angela, are you there from Boynton Beach?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Angela.
Hi, Angela.
You have a question for Richard?
Yes, my question was, what jobs specifically do you have that's geared for the visually impaired and the blind?
So we always have like sewing machine operator positions that are open that we train for. We don't expect people to come in knowing how to run the different types of machinery, whether it's computer programmed machine or, you know, a regular industrial sewing machine.
I have to interrupt, Richard.
Okay.
I have to interrupt. Let's explain something to you, Dahl. He has all kinds of jobs available for someone who wants to learn. When he says a sewing machine operator, it's not the sewing machine operator that I knew when I used to be in the garment industry, because you had to be sighted and you had to know how to run a sewing machine. These machines, most of them go by themselves. Is that correct?
Right. So, I mean, we
don't want to scare people away.
Right. We have people who are totally blind running programmable sewing machines. So what it becomes more, instead of your traditional pushing the fabric underneath the needle, it becomes more of placing a piece in the right position in a fixture or template, something like that, and then letting the machine do the work.
What other types of jobs does she wants to know?
I mean, we have a distribution services where, you know, we
pack and ship.
Pack and ship and pulling orders off the shelf. We're looking for a couple of computer jobs right now. There's a lot of different ones.
Angela, why don't you call them tomorrow and speak, and what is her name again?
Call 336-274-1591 and ask for Laverne Goodridge.
And don't thank you guys.
And don't forget to say her on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're going to break.
Thank you, Angela.
We'll be right back.
Okay. Pilot Dogs has helped the blind and visually impaired discover independence and self-reliance since 1950. Our campus-based training in Columbus, Ohio, will give you the confidence and expertise to navigate new environments or explore your current one. With the largest selection of guide dog breeds in the country, we can match you with the breed that best fits your lifestyle. Pilot Dogs covers all expenses related to training, including transportation to and from our campus, room and board, and the cost of the guide dog or O&M training course. These expenses are covered by Pilot Dogs for all clients that reside in the United States. If you would like more information on our guide dog program or our orientation and mobility program, please contact us at pilotdogs.org or by calling 614-221-6367. Pilot Dogs is an accredited member of the International Guide Dog Federation.
The Florida School for the Deaf and the Blind is a tuition-free state public school and outreach center available to eligible pre-K and K-12 students who are deaf, hard of hearing, blind, visually impaired, or deafblind. At FSDB, students learn how to do more, be more, and achieve more, fulfilling our vision of preparing them for a lifetime of success. FSDB gratefully accepts private donations to support vital programs that directly benefit the students and are not paid by state general revenue funds. To learn more about eligibility for enrollment or arrange for a campus tour, contact FSDB Parent Services at 904-827-2212 voice or call 904-201-4527 video phone. For more information, visit www.fsdb.k12.fl.us.
Does your organization struggle with making their website accessible? Monsito's all-in-one platform helps you address and fix issues like web accessibility, quality assurance, content, policies, and more. Monsito's software streamlines ADA compliance. It will scan your domain to find any possible violations. In the dashboard, you will immediately get an overview of how your website is performing. Monsito uses machine learning and AI to prioritize issues, so you'll always know where to focus your efforts. Improve your website's accessibility, save yourself time, money, and potential headache. Optimize your website today. To find out more, visit Monsito.com, Monsido.com, or call 858-281-2185.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind. NIB and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Shout out, Angela.
Boynton Beach.
Boynton Beach. If you're listening, give a call. We'd like to talk to you off the air. Give a call, 407-894-1680. Call us now off the air.
Chris will take your number.
407-894-1680. Call now off the air. We'd like to talk to Angela. Hey, folks, just want to tell you, next week is Easter, and next week's show is a best of. So if you'd like to listen to a best of, we're not going to tell you which show. It's in the last 2 months.
It'll be a surprise.
It'll be a surprise. It's a best of because we're taking off Easter. So.
And happy Passover to everyone who celebrates Passover. Happy Easter to everyone.
So for those folks live, we'll be talking in 2 weeks. Stay well. Lynn, thanks for joining us. Richard Oliver, it's a pleasure. Thank you for coming.
Thanks for having
David,
me.
Good to meet you, Richard.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Grishaw, another job. Fabulous.
Yes, sir.
Charlotte, fabulous. Thanks for coming.
Charlotte, she says thank you, too, and she appreciates you.
Yeah.
And Richard, I hope you come back again to the studio. We always have a good time when you come.
Oh, it is a lot of fun. We learn a lot. It is a lot of fun. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I'll try to get back as soon as I can.
I'm going to talk him into scheduling me in when you're in.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go. Great.
Continue the party.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. Yeah.
Lynn?
Yes, Michael.
Your job.
No, I have nothing to wrap
nothing
up
else
because
to wrap it
next
up.
Week then we won't be
up.
Here.
Wrap it up. Folks, take care. God bless you all.
Thanks for calling in.
And when you get a chance, look at our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
And our Facebook page, yep. And don't forget Industries of the Blind.
And check
out the website real fast again?
Yeah, it's www.industriesoftheblind.com. You can find us on Facebook as well at Industries of the Blind, Greensboro, North Carolina.
There it's also in our webpage as
it
well.
It is. It's there on our advertiser page.
Take it out.
Peace.
Thanks, Dave.
Love you all.
Thank you.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around.